Multiple Pathways to the Student Brain, Energizing and Enhancing Instruction, author Janet Nay Zadia. In order to orchestrate optimal learning, we must have an understanding of how the brain learns and what is required prior to the introduction of new information. Let's explore the complexity of students' brains and thus the challenge and importance of teaching. Our daily choices as we orchestrate learning can make a significant impact on our students' brains and learning ability. The process of learning. Thinking means the transmission of information among relevant neurons of the brain. Neurons are the grey matter that hold the information that you have stored. This information is stored in the form of chemicals. In order to think, the neurons in the brain must communicate with each other through electrical impulses that allow the exchange of chemicals. Because these chemicals transmit information from neuron to neuron, they are called neurotransmitters. A neuron has an output called an axon and many inputs called dendrites. Each neuron has many of these dendrite branches with receptors for the incoming information. When the cells, the neurons, communicate and exchange chemicals, electrical impulses send the information down a long axon and fire the chemicals across the gap between the axon terminal of the neuron and the dendrite receptor of the other neuron. This gap is called the synapse. This firing of chemicals and communication between neurons enables thinking to take place. Thinking thus involves the communication of many neurons, with each neuron connecting to tens of thousands of dendrites on other neurons. But what is learning, and how does the brain process it differently from thinking? Neuroscientists have a saying that cells that fire together wire together. This concept means that when cells persistently fire together, the synapses strengthen and the dendrites get more stable. This means that the more a network of neurons fire together, the more likely they are to fire together again over the long term. The sensory motor pathway. New information is presented to students' brains through their senses, sensory input, such as seeing, hearing, and touching. The student responds with sensory output, speaking, writing, or moving. Hidden weaknesses in the brain's sensory processing can underlie more visible processes, such as reading and language learning. Although you think someone is hearing and seeing what you hear and see, they may not actually be the case. All students learn differently. You know there are several modes of instruction and you try to diversify your instruction by including visual, auditory and kinesthetic VAK models. The VAK model is really just one pathway, the sensory motor, with sublets of visual, auditory, speech and motor. Strategies targeting a sensory motor pathway. Use pictures to help students make connections to new concepts of vocabulary. Show and say words for students when introducing vocabulary, avoiding saying one thing while presenting something different on the board or screen. Provide many opportunities for speaking. Allow students to work out problems aloud or speak themselves by moving lips or speaking quietly. Stand up, be visible, and use gestures when presenting information. The emotion pathway. The emotion pathway interacts with a multiple of pathways in the brain. However, the location of emotion is typically associated with the limbic system, a group of structures deep in the brain involved in an emotion and memory. These include the thalamus, hypothalamus, cingulate gyrus, amygdala, hippocampus, and basal ganglia. The amygdala receives input from all the senses, its processes, emotions, and it's active in our storing of memories. Amygdala activation is typically discussed in terms of threat or stress, a condition impairing learning. However, it's also involved in the recognition of emotion in faces and music, which is pleasurable. The hippocampus is often associated with memory, is greatly affected by high stress as well. Prolonged high stress can actually shrink the hippocampus in addition to the limbic system. The frontal lobe is involved in particularly in the control of the emotion. The frontal lobe in healthy individuals is able to regulate emotion and evaluate a potential threat and dismiss it if it proves to be benign. However, strong emotions or a weak frontal lobe can lead to emotional centers taking over the frontal lobe's higher order, thinking functions and reducing its effectiveness. Anxiety. Anxiety is a problem for many learners. People who often suffer from anxiety have poor working memory performance. Researchers in England found that pre-test anxiety improved performance in those with good working memory, but impaired performance in those with low working memory. The degree of anxiety and reaction to anxiety can also be factors. The brain has feed-forward, feed-backward system that plays into this. The breathing of a person who is stressed is shallow and fast and is associated with the brain with danger. Slow, deep breathing is associated with safety and relaxation, freedom from threat. Fortunately, information can be fed backward from the body to the brain as well as forward, from the brain to the body. Deliberately slow and deep breathing sends a message to the brain that the danger is gone. The reward pathway. Certain behaviours stimulate the release of pleasure chemicals. This release of chemicals reinforces the behaviour by giving us pleasure and causing it to pay more attention to those behaviours. Some activities that activate this powerful system are money, music, and socialising. The wonderful news is that some of the academic activities have been found to activate this powerful pathway, and one of those is learning. In fact, the experience of learning is pleasurable for everyone. This effect makes sense. We couldn't survive if we didn't learn. Too many times, though, the learning process is so frustrating or so easy that they do not get the reward at the end. An appropriate challenge of level of about 80% success is rewarding. That is, a student who is able to answer 80% of the answers correctly, meaning that it's not too easy nor too hard. The social pathway. The brain is highly social. We seem wired to learn from others, with the brain activating differently in response to human versus objects. The brain is so connected to others that changes in social status affect brain chemistry, and social rejection is perceived as pain. A recent theory, the social pain-physical pain overlap theory, argues that the network for social and physical pain overlap in the brain, meaning that social pain can feel like physical pain. Social pain can convey the same amount of brain response in the brain as being burned with a cigarette. The good news is that the neutral or positive social interaction is very rewarding, contributing to good health, well-being, and longevity. Social learning may be rewarding to the brain partly because it involves cooperation. Addressing learning differences. It's critical for teachers to understand that learning differences are not a matter of preference, but of brain wiring. Learning the differences are caused not only by deficits in the specific brain regions, they can be caused by problems in connections between regions. Learners may be using an alternative network of regions in the brain to process functions such as reading. Students need to fire and wire different ways of behaving through interventions targeting specific deficits as well as general behaviours. We're at the tip of the iceberg with neuroscience, informing us of the underlying nature of these differences and determining target interventions. Teachers face a broad variety of individual brain, environmental, and educational differences in their classroom, so it's impossible for them to diagnose and address learning differences with specific, targeted interventions for every student. Therefore, we must create a teaching design that allows a variety of approaches, strategies, and interventions, so each student may have an approach that works. The first step in addressing individual differences is making sure that all students understand how their brain learns.